Monique DeRosier is the billet coordinator for the Canmore Eagles. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Canmore Eagles, believe it or not, the season's starting up here in just a couple of weeks. I understand that the Eagles are looking for a few more billet homes to host some players through the season.
We sure are. If we could get 3 new billet homes, that would be good. 5 would be great.
I think, you know, the first thing that people might think about when talking about billeting is the fact that you're essentially welcoming a stranger into your home for an extended period of time. But you've been a billet family. How's that experience been for you?
Well, this is our 6th year billeting, and we've loved it. I was just like everyone else. I was a little nervous. I was apprehensive. At the time, my boys were fairly little, and I thought, what am I doing inviting a teenage boy into my home? But it has been such a rewarding experience that I thought we would try it for a year or two. And 6 years later, we're going strong. And my boys share a room in order to billet. So, you know, to get a 15-year-old boy to share a room with his 13-year-old brother just goes to show how rewarding an experience it can be.
And what are the rewards that you've gotten out of the experience?
Well, the players themselves, they're all fantastic. Andrew and Jeremy really choose good people first, good hockey players second. Canmore is a small town. The players need to have a good reputation, and they understand that. It's like having another family member, you know, just extending your family, more people to love, as well as the bigger picture at the rink, getting to know all the other billet families, the player families. It's a bigger community. It's wonderful.
Now, you mentioned that you have boys who are now teenagers. What have they gotten out of the experience of having a billet player in the house?
Well, my boys play hockey, so it's important for them to see that these Eagles, most of them are going for scholarships and trying to further their education. So they're seeing that what it takes to be an elite athlete, they need to be doing well in school. They need to be doing well on the ice. They need to be taking care of themselves as far as eating healthy, rest, as well as you know, Andrew has them volunteering in the community quite a bit. And that's important as well.
What I've heard, Andrew keeps them pretty busy throughout the season, so it's not like you've just got a guy loafing around the house all day, is it?
Absolutely not. Some of them are still in high school, so between high school and hockey, that keeps them pretty busy. And those that aren't, Andrew makes sure that they are out in the community. Some of them have part-time jobs. Some of them are taking university courses online, that sort of thing. So they're not laying around your house. They're pretty busy.
So we've talked about some of the intangible benefits of having an Eagles player in the house, but there are a few rewards that the Eagles organization gives to billet families as well.
If you take a billet, you will get season tickets for your family. You get a 10% discount card at Save-On, and you will get a $350 check monthly to use towards groceries or whatever else you choose to use it for.
Fantastic. So if anyone's interested in becoming a billet family or finding out more, how can they get a hold of you?
They can phone me at 403-679-1830 or my email address. It is on the Eagles website.
Canmore Eagles season just about to get underway. Still looking for a few more billet homes. Monique, the billet coordinator, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.